Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to This Week in America, Coast to Coast. Progress Through Struggle by Henry R. Leggett is an inspiring and motivational memoir. The story of an African-American man who was supposed to be a cotton farmer or other low-paying jobs, but through his strength of faith, determination, and resilience in overcoming life's challenges, he achieves success, continues to make a positive impact in life. A journey from humble beginnings to a successful career in electronics, highlighting the power of prayer, perseverance, and faith. Henry R. Leggett, author of Progress Through Struggle, joins us on This Week in America. Henry, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
What an inspiring story, what you overcame throughout your life and how you've been able to contribute, still even though retired, contributing to society. Let's talk, first of all, with the inspiration for the book. Where did the idea for Progress Through Struggle come from?
Progress Through Struggle came from a lot. Throughout experiences of my whole life, I watched a film of Jesus Christ was carrying his own cross to be nailed to the cross. And as he was carrying that cross, he was falling, he was struggling and getting up. And so I combined that with my life. I do not declare to be as good, as nice as Christ. I was always clamming up and falling down and getting up. So I came up with the title then as Progress Through Struggle.
And that really says your story and what your life and what you've gone through. And we'll talk about at length in the conversation today. I mentioned the successful career in electronics. It was successful and you really worked at this. First of all, let's talk about your interest in electronics. They had you pegged for other jobs, certainly not electronics. What was it about electronics that really inspired you to follow that as a career?
Well, first of all, electronics was, when I was a young man, it was different from anything I had ever been in. Coming from a school that was not really good, I didn't have a lot of math and physics. Well, I didn't have hardly any math and physics. So when I got past college, I went into the military, and I was tested in the military, and they figured I was good in electronics. So to put me in electronics, radio repair, and cryptographic repair. So that became very, very interesting to me. What did I do after that? Every course I could get, I would get in electronics, some kind of electronics, read, take notes. Anybody that's talking about electronics, I'm taking notes. I always had good notes in on electronics until I got in with my job, until I got in with one of my jobs.
You know, that's sort of the background, one of the many aspects, positive aspects of your life that we read about in Progress Through Struggle by Henry R. Leggett. That's L-E-G-G-E-T-T-E. Link onto our website. We'll take you directly to the Amazon page to get information and order Henry's book there. There are times in your life when you didn't know something, when you came to that spot where I don't have this knowledge. A lot of people stop and go away. You stopped and basically retooled at that point. Talk about that when you hit that roadblock where you don't have the knowledge for the job, but you're going to find it.
Yes, I'll talk about that. I'll tell you, that happened to me many times. I didn't have the knowledge for the job. If I liked the job, I would get the knowledge. Somewhere, in a library, somewhere, school, somewhere, I would pick up the knowledge for a job. And I would always, when I pick up the knowledge going over the job, description, make sure I've actually achieved all of the requirements for the job, I would not stop there. Being an African-American, I would always go above what is required for the job. Such as being an electronic technician will just require you to have 1 year experience in electronics. I would go to 2 years experience in electronics and then apply for the job. if I could get that training from somewhere, that will give me an opportunity to get the job at that time.
Very inspiring how you approach that. And this will come out in the book, Progress Through Struggle, and in large part in our conversation today. There were many times that you talk about when you were either lied to or misled as you were talking to people about what was going on in life, your job opportunities. How did you handle that when you were told things that were not true and you knew you were being lied to?
You know, that happened many, many times.
Yes.
On the ringing, but anyway, that happened many, many times that I would like to have a job and I couldn't get the job. So what I may not answer directly for this question, but I always try to make it better than it is now. I think that's probably the best thing to say. I always try to make things better than they are right now.
And you were able to do that and get through all of those obstacles to achieve remarkable success, a career in the U.S. Civil Service, 35 years, able to continue that in retirement and turn around and help so many people. How do you continue forward when your parents, your grandparents were not well-known leaders, didn't have a lot of connections in the community, and you overcame all of that? Talk about where you came from, the role of your parents in giving you this determination, and you making your own mark for yourself.
Okay, I will. Yes, I didn't have a lot of experience. My parents, grandparents were not good role models. But strangely, I can say one thing, that being an African-American family, at that time, I always tried to follow my parents' leadership in whatever we did. Now, my grandfather, he finished college through the boiler room from these well-known white institutions until he got enough hours and so forth. Now, at my hometown where I grew up, my grandfather was a bookkeeper in the Bank of DeKalb, Mississippi. When I say he was a bookkeeper, he worked at night to correct the books that the white tellers and people working in the bank did. He corrected the books at night, and he taught school in the daytime. He corrected the books at night, and that's how he was able to survive and keep going and keep his family going. And me, I guess I'm about the same thing. I did about the same thing when I was growing up. I did about the same thing.
You know, it's remarkable the inspiration that you got from your grandfather and how you were able to overcome all of this. I'm going to go back because this is so important. You said there were times that you attempted to learn something, turned down, or said it was not true information. They were trying to stop you from having these jobs. How did you persevere through that? It would have been pretty easy at that point just to give up.
Oh, no. Let me go back and talk about a little experience there. My parents used to have a magazine called The Progressive Farmer. It was printed in Birmingham, Alabama, and it had a circuit in it with a diode. That's a component of electronics, and a speaker and a wire. And if you connect that together, you could hear a radio station that's close by, because you didn't have a lot of, you know, gain and everything in the radio. But what I did, I was about 14 years old then, 15. We lived in the country, and I went to town on the bus that ran from the country. So I saw an electronic store, and I had that diode, which is 1N213. I looked at that diode, and I went in that store, and I asked the gentleman about this diode. And he said, "What do you want to do with that?" I told him I wanted to make something I saw in the Progressive Farmer magazine. He said, "No, they don't tell the truth about that in there. They don't tell you the truth." Fast rewind, when I was in the military, and I went to Augusta, Georgia. I was at United States Army Southeastern Signals Corps School. And I built that circuit with the 1N 213 diode and a wire and an earphone, and I heard the radio station. So he was trying to keep me from learning about what I was trying to learn. So I did learn it. It took me a while, but I learned it.
Through perseverance, and that comes across in Henry's memoir, Progress Through Struggle. Our guest is Henry R. Leggett. That's L-E-G-G-E-T-T-E. Book available, of course, Amazon, wherever books are sold. A link to Henry's page at Amazon on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to go back to electronics. You became a technician, electronics supervisor, electronics engineer, a manager with the FAA. And this was not necessarily easily promoted, was it? You had to really fight for this. You talked about spending extra time to get all of your license, and they had to advance you. Talk about how you rose the ladder in dealing with the electronics, because you overcame a lot and you achieved a lot.
Yeah, I did. Well, I just never did take no for an answer. I knew the electronics was out there, and if I could learn it, I was going to learn it. It took me a long time to get there, but I got there. Which, like you say, I did get a master's degree in electronic engineering. And before I retired, I was a manager for the FAA. And that was over several electronic technicians and electronic engineers. It was hard, but I got there. It's like I say, I talked about it in the story of my book. I talked about it and just tell people, I just like to see somebody else not take no for an answer. Study. It's not going to be cake and ice cream. It's not going to be cake and ice cream. I guarantee you that. Just study, work, and say, I'm going to do better next day. If you make one goal, set another one. If you meet that goal, set another one. So that's where I did all of my life.
Well, it was constant studying, and you talk as well about the role of note-taking. Talk about that, because so often we go through life and we don't keep notes, and then later we wish that we had. You took notes on everything. They really built your educational foundation, didn't they?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, note-taking, I have to say I do take notes now. I take notes for everything. When I'm in church, my pastor is preaching a sermon, I'm taking notes. Majority, I said 90% of the material that's in my book, Progress Through Struggle, came from the notes that I took across the years. So when I got prepared and ready to write the book, I decided to go back and look at some of my notes. And I put a lot of notes together and came up with all of the information that I have in my book.
What was it like as you were trying to advance and you had people in the FAA and they were setting up roadblocks? It was like they were going to prevent this African-American man from going forward. You got around that and you were able to go forward. How frustrating was that? And it sounds like it just sort of fueled your ambition to be successful. But for many people, they would say this is not meant to be. You overcame all of that. How difficult was that personally?
Extremely, extremely difficult. During my young years as an African-American man, it always appeared that the white race, the older people, thought the African-American people were not the smartest people in the world. I have to contradict that. I have to say, God made us all. He didn't make me smart. He didn't make all African-Americans smart. He didn't make all whites smart. He made some white very, very smart. He made some African-Americans very, very smart. So that's the term that I use. I was using that God loved everybody, and I thought that God would treat everybody equally. So that's what I use. When I did that, I just said, well, that's the way I have to proceed in life.
It's such an important lesson for all of us. The book is so well done. So many important stories that are relevant today as they were during the time that Henry was going through this process. The book is Progress Through Struggle. Henry Leggett, L-E-G-G-E-T-T-E, a link in his book on the website, thisweekinamerica.us. You dealt with failure along the way. For so many of us, failure is sort of like an indication maybe we shouldn't be doing this. We want to quit. You view it as an enhanced opportunity. It's almost like, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this hardship, this failure, and turn it into something positive. Talk about that, because that's so important. We all meet failure at some point in our lives. You were able to use it to get around it.
Yeah, you're correct with that. Let's back up a little bit. Life is not all easy. It's not, as I call it, it's not cake and ice cream. The failures is an opportunity. If you see that you have failed something, an opportunity. I remember when I was in college, I failed a course. I got a D on a course. I considered that as an opportunity. When I was at Mississippi Valley State College at that time, I considered that as an opportunity. And when I retook the course, I got a D. I could have, didn't have to take it again, but I didn't like having a low grade. So I took the course again. And when I took the course again, I got an A. So I took that as a failure, as an opportunity. Not a failure, it's an opportunity.
We talk so much about faith, and you've mentioned that several times and how important that is. And you consider keeping God in your daily plan, it makes it a golden opportunity. Talk about that, because, again, many people overlook keeping God in their daily thoughts. And it really, it inspired you and still inspires you.
Yes, I will, because I haven't mentioned that too much. But every time I always approach anything, I'm going to go down in prayer. I'm going to say a prayer. Before I came on this conference today, I had a prayer. I have a prayer. I put God first and then myself next. Every objective, everything that I attempt, I say a prayer. I have to say a prayer and put God first. If it's His will, I will get through it. But if it's not, I will not get through it. But anytime I put Him in prayer, it always is successful. So out of all of the courses and things that I took, all of the jobs that I took, anytime I have a difficult job, when I was working for FAA, a lot of the technicians, a lot of the engineers didn't know it. But I prayed. I said a prayer. Like, let me back up and warn that I just thought about then. When I moved to Memphis Center, I was a low-grade electronic trainee technician. None of the technicians had worked on this problem for about 3 weeks. They couldn't find it. One of the supervisors asked me, said, "You're just out of school. Do you mind working on that problem?" I took the engineer's book and read over it. Said, "Yeah, I'll work on it." And the thought was that I'm not going to repair the problem. The problem is that he's going to just fumble over it. He's an African-American man. But it was different. I took the frequency out of service. When the frequency went out of service, it was a guard frequency, and it went out of service. And the manager, the top manager, came down. He said, You mean you're working on this?" He said, "I've been working on this for 3 weeks." I said, "Yeah, I have to tell you, I have the main equipment fixed. I'm working on the standby now." He said, "I want you to say that one more time. You have what? I have it fixed." So when I fixed the standby, I called him and told him. He came down. He said, "You know, I don't know what you did, but you did." I told him, "Let me tell you what I did. I said a prayer. I had a prayer with God and then repaired the problem."
Just a remarkable story and such an inspirational story for so many people. The book is so well written, a story well told, a life well lived. The book is Progress Through Struggle. What advice would you give to someone who's attempting, they have a desire to work in a certain area, but they feel they don't have the knowledge, the background, the skills, maybe the educational level or the intelligence to do that? What would you tell them because you didn't let any roadblock stop you?
I would tell them, first of all, I would tell them to have a prayer, say a prayer, look at the requirements for what you're trying to do. If it does, if it starts getting hard, study harder. Study much harder. Study harder. If you want it and it's hard and it's easy, it is not worth having. If it's easy, it is not worth having. Anything that's worth having is difficult.
What's it like for you as you look back on your career, or as you were writing Progress Through Struggle and you were going through your notes and you were reliving the highs and the lows? What's it been like for you to remember your story and then to share your story?
It was like I say, I went through my notes. That helped me a lot, you know, to really share my story in the book. But yes, it was difficult, you know, to get to that, to be able to share the story. But I read my notes over and over before I decided to write this book. I read them over and over. It was not at that time, I had not decided to write the book until I talked to my wife. And she said, well, you have achieved so much, so why don't you just write a book? And because she said, why don't you write a book? And I said the same thing because my grandkids, when they was going to school here in Memphis in one of the good elementary schools here in Memphis, when they finished the sixth grade, they knew more than I knew when I finished the 12th grade.
Wow.
So, like I say, it's very difficult sometimes to stop because you have to have the determination and urge and say, I want to do this by setting goals and try to reach that goal. You may fall backwards, get up, move one step forward. You may fall backwards again, but get up and do some more studying and figure out what you're going to do. It's like I say, it's not all easy. It's not all easy. Just set another goal and try it again. That's the way I did all of my career.
Not easy, but so satisfying when you accomplish that. And you just said there again, once you set that goal, it doesn't end there. You set another goal and you're able to achieve that. I got a few minutes left in the conversation. Our guest is Henry Leggett. He's the author of the book Progress Through Struggle, his memoir, the book available wherever books are sold, the Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about retirement, what that's meant for you. It's opened a whole lot of other opportunities, hasn't it, in church, being active there, and in helping people attain their goals.
Yeah, because I've been retired from my job 27 years. And I've been just doing the things I wanted to do. I have traveled all over the country with FAA. And one thing I mentioned, I didn't mention the American Radio Relay League, the American Radio Relay League, which is ARRL, which it meant so much to me on this. Now, this is one goal that I'm going to talk, just mention this just briefly. I was an amateur radio operator, and this class is a license to get. And I achieved the highest class of license that in amateur radio that a person could get. I was the first African-American man of the African-American group in Shelby County, Tennessee, to receive the top-of-the-line license. I had gotten there and I said, well, I'm not doing anything now. Why don't I do something different? So I decided to become involved with the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. I decided to come on the board of directors. So I ran as a vice director and I won election over two white man, which was very well known in the amateur radio ranks. But what did I do? I knew I was running up against something. I set a goal to do that. And what did I do? I said a prayer before I put my papers in to run. Then after that, I went on and stayed there until I got to be a director, and then I retired there. But retirement has been good, good, good for me. It has been good. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed being my grandkids and my wife. I enjoyed her. We just had a great time. Never travel all over the world or anything, but just enjoyed being with people. Retirement has been good for me.
And you've taken all of that knowledge and sharing it now in your memoir, Progress Through Struggle, Say a Prayer and Work Harder. It's just several of the lessons that come out of Henry's book that is so well done, tracing his legacy from almost nothing to rising to one of the nation's highest technological electronics workforces in the country. It's an amazing success story, a story that says so much about the power of prayer and perseverance and faith. Henry, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. A remarkable life that you've led and continue to share with others through your personal work and through your writings, Progress Through Struggle. Thank you for being with us.
Okay. Thank you for having me on. I was glad to be on to share my experience as well as so people could see when they read my book, what I went through is actually the truth. Thank you very much.
It's a remarkable story, Progress Through Struggle. I thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Henry Leggett, L-E-G-G-E-T-T-E, author of Progress Through Struggle, our guest. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.